For several years, Milwaukee County has been working to end chronic homelessness through permanent housing for people. Since those efforts were put in place, county officials say the number of chronic homeless people has decreased by 45%. However, driving through downtown Milwaukee, it's hard not to notice the tent encampments that have popped up. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has the story.
Homelessness in Milwaukee is not a new issue, but it's November in Wisconsin, and earlier this week, the low temperatures dipped into the teens. When it gets this cold, most of us can't imagine not having a warm home to take refuge. But there are people who don't, and until recently, they were largely invisible in Milwaukee. That is, until a local homeless outreach organization began handing out tents. Homeless people now live in them in encampments like this one at 6th and Clyde Born in downtown Milwaukee.
Here we are in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it's like 20 degrees outside, and people are sleeping in tents provided to them by charity when the government has failed them.
Sherry Tussler is executive director of the Hunger Task Force. We met at the tent encampment that has pictures of Governor Walker and signs that say Walkerville. Tussler says this homeless was caused in part by failed welfare reform efforts of the government that Walker leads.
It has failed to get them jobs, it's failed to get them drug treatment, it has failed to get them housing.
Tussler says there are now probably twice as many homeless people in Milwaukee as there are beds. According to notes from a Department of Transportation meeting that took place early last month, there are now between 9 and 11 tent encampments across the city. Shelley Saracen is co-director of a homeless outreach organization called Street Angels. It hands out food and sleeping bags and other items people might need. Saracen says her organization has noticed an increase in the homeless population in downtown Milwaukee.
I would say in the middle of July, we went from seeing 3 people at one encampment, and the very next day we were out, it grew to over 20.
Saracen says her group has not been able to pinpoint why the homeless population downtown is growing, but she says it's having an impact on the reach of her organization.
We're visiting 24 different encampments, but they're solely focused on the south side and downtown. We haven't been able to make it to the east side of Milwaukee. We haven't been able to make it to the north. And unfortunately, our suburban route of West Milwaukee, West Dallas has had to be cut.
James Matthew is housing administrator for the Milwaukee County Housing Division. He says it's important to note that people staying on the streets or in shelters fall into different categories. He says there are those who are chronically homeless, meaning a person has been continuously homeless for a year, or someone who has had at least 4 episodes of homelessness over a 3-year period. And then there are people who are considered homeless but not chronic. Matthew says chronic homelessness is drastically down in Milwaukee County, but he says he won't know until the annual January count if the overall number of homeless people is ticking up. Still, he says his office also has noticed the increase in tent camps. He says while people might think they're doing a good deed by handing out tents, there are unintended consequences.
It has slowed the process of housing down a little bit. We have had folks delay the housing process a little bit because of the tents and all the services that are offered to them on the street.
Matthew says the county is doing all it can with the funding it has. He says it's now time for the business and nonprofit communities to step up and help like in other cities. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.